Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Welcome back, friends, to the Retro Radio Memories podcast. This week, I'm acting as sole host. The projectionist was supposed to be here to help me record, but for some reason he didn't show up. That's okay, though, because it allows us to revisit one of my favorite radio series, To Be Perfectly Frank. It also allows the old Vixter to loosen his tie and speak in a more informal tone. We visited this series back on our fourth episode, and I found the format of Frank Sinatra just enjoying himself, acting as host and radio jockey, to be something pretty magical. To Be Perfectly Frank, for those that haven't heard it before, was a 15-minute show that was broadcast on the NBC radio network from November 3rd, 1953 to July 2nd, 1954. Sinatra would share some of his favorite artists from the Capitol Records as well as a few of his own tunes. For this show, which originally aired on April 9th, 1954, after we have the pleasure of listening to the show's opening theme, Walking and Whistling Blues by Les Paul, we get Sinatra's I Love You from 1954, followed by his 1953 rendition of Don't Blame Me, which was written all the way back in 1933 by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. That is followed by the lovely Georgia Gibbs' Baubles, Bangles, and Beads from the 1953 musical Kismet. And last but not least, we have Sinatra's I Dream of You, More Than You Dream I Do, from 1944. Now, without further ado, let us hear Sinatra be perfectly frank.
Perfectly Frank, it's Sinatra. 15 transcribed minutes of NBC's very best time for the very best guy in the business, Frank Sinatra. Lots of music, couple of words. Okay, Maggio, are you present?
And accounted for, too, what's more. And the Sinatra Marching Chowder and Clinker Society is on hand as well. Five men who make live music whenever the mighty NBC turntable is taking five. So we're letting the Sinatra Symphonette gather their strength while the turntable takes care of a Capitol record that a friend of mine named Maggio made.
Love you.
Now, while the Sinatra Sinfonette is still at concert pitch, we're going to have a go at a wonderful old blues ballad that sets up just right for the mood I'm in. Her nib's Miss Gibbs. She don't say nothing. She must know something, because she just keeps on rolling along, making hit after hit after hit. Here's the latest. What George has got on her mind are bubbles, bangles, and beads.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling-a. Bubbles, shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, my heart will sing, sing-a-ling-a, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. I'll glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream. Thank you.
one more record that I dug out of the old file, and I gotta say that this kid Maggio knew how to pick a tune in those days. Still sounds pretty good, too. Well, sir, the big hand's on the six again, which means it's time for me to fold up the Sinatra Symphonette and take the turntable out for its weekly oil on the rocks. But I'll be back Tuesday at the same time and hope you'll be with me then. Because to be perfectly frank, Sinatra loves to spend this 15 with you. Frank Sinatra will be back transcribed Tuesday at this same time with more music, a couple of words, and you, we hope. Script by Bob Smith. Directed by Andy Love of Hollywood. This is Cancer Control Month by proclamation of Congress. A good time to get some straight facts about cancer. Last year alone, according to the American Cancer Society, this disease took away the lives of about 250,000 Americans. But for every 3 who got cancer, 1 was saved. What's more, another 1 out of 3 could have been saved if treatment had been started in time. The American Cancer Society is trying to get that encouraging news across to the American public. The Society is also sponsoring research to find new ways to detect cancer in the early curable stages. You can help in this program. Join in the fight to beat cancer. Make a generous contribution now during Cancer Control Month by sending your check or your dollars to the American Cancer Society in care of your local postmaster.
It's the Bob Hope Show, next on the NBC Radio Network.
And welcome back, listeners. That is what I call an audio dose of mellow. Now, to be sure, I've always been a big fan of the Rat Pack. And to be fair, one of my favorite singers from that tight group was the late, great Sammy Davis Jr. I think that about wraps it up for this show. Friends, we hope you will remember that you can listen to Retro Radio Memories almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at VicSage@Retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our program was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to The Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com.
Sage, what is going on here?
Oh, hey, Projectionist. Just finishing up the Retro Radio Memories podcast. I was wondering where you were.
You said we were not recording for another hour.
Did I? Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories podcast is off the air.
This has been a Retroist production. Good night and good luck.